Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, looks like it was just a kind of a general risk-off trading day here today.
You know, it was, Randy, and then you throw the negative outside markets into the mix as well, and that certainly didn't help. Soybeans kind of led us lower today again, planting pressure with 9% of the soybeans planted. That's 5% above the average. You got pressure in the oil and the meal markets as well, and lack of any export news. And, we continue to talk about the big crop in Brazil, and they're $2 cheaper than we are, and that certainly does not bode well for pushing the soybeans higher.
It makes sense since we've been hearing about, or at least for the last week or so, rumors of Brazilian beans coming into the southeastern portion of the U.S.
Yes, and when you can import them and buy them cheaper than what our market is, that kind of makes sense. And you start talking about that export news again, too. Those China cancellations this week of in the corn market certainly weighing on the corn. You got good weather for planting in the Corn Belt, and 14% of that crop's in the ground. That's 3% above the average, too. So the crop continues to get planted.
Livestock side had a tough day, too.
They did. Live cattle traded lower out of the gate, and we basically stayed there for the session, 50, 60 cents lower. We're trading near contract highs, and the larger-than-expected on-feed number, again, maybe limiting the upside. Softer tone in last week's cash, and we're waiting for that cash market to come into play this week, and that give the futures, again, some direction. The larger placement number weighing on the feeders today, and lean hogs lower in these front months. Again, the speculators hold a record short position in that market, and the futures premium to the cash, again, adding weakness to those front month contracts.
Yeah, they sure seem willing to defend their positions, don't they?
Boy, they just haven't given up. We traded to a new contract low again last Friday, and we traded to a couple, I think, last week, but a new one, fresh one on Friday, bounced up and had a pretty decent close and saw some follow-through on Monday, but we're just kind of giving it back again today.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
I think the weather in the southern plains, that's adding some pressure to the wheat complex. Wheat is like a cat with nine lives, so we'll see how that comes into play and works out here. But that rain is certainly adding some weakness. We'll look at planting progress and crop condition ratings again next Monday. But the crop is going on the ground, and rain makes grain.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.